You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Protesters at Standing Rock are continuing peaceful demonstrations against the Dakota Access Pipeline, and a member of the Oglala Sioux tribe, which is a sister tribe to the people of Standing Rock, is visiting New Zealand this week. Juliana Brown Eyes Clifford was one of the first people to be arrested for protesting against the pipeline, and I spoke to her this morning and started by asking about her ancestry.
I am Oglala Lakota from this state in South Dakota, and I'm also Tongan Islander as well.
So do you live on the Pine Ridge Reservation?
Yes.
So how do you sort of describe the relationship between the Lakota people and the land?
I mean, our culture is based solely off the land. You know, everything we do, we hold, you know, the land, Mother Earth comes first all the time. So, I mean, we pray with the land, we live with the land, we can, we're what we call the Horse Nation, and we're also Buffalo people as well. That's our main source of, you know, how we provide for our family.
So what's your involvement been in the resistance against the Dakota Access Pipeline? Have you been in the protests?
Yes. So my husband and I, we have a band called Scatter Their Own, which is the English translation for the word Oglala. And I'm an enrolled member of the Oglala Sioux tribe, which is a sister tribe to the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. We're what we call the Ocheti Shakoes. There's 7 council fires, and so there's plenty of tribes within that. So Standing Rock is about 5 hours north of where I live, but the Missouri River provides water, you know, to all the people on Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So basically that water that comes out of my faucet comes from the Missouri River. And my husband's auntie, Phyllis Young, she had contacted us because we're in a band. Of course, Scatter Their Own, we write a lot of our music about, you know, the earth and how we should protect her. And, you know, so we're kind of like an environmental justice band. We didn't initially, you know, want to be that, but that's, you know, being Lakota and our background, that's just kind of what we are, and we can't avoid that. And so so she gave us a call, and she said, you know, they're trying to come through my land. Her land is just north of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation borders. And so she called us up, and we were there, and we just got off the road from tour, and we got there. And that next Monday morning, they were going to start digging again, the Dakota Access Pipeline. And so my husband and I were amongst the first 10 people to be arrested.
Wow.
We stood on an easement that the Dakota Access Pipeline workers were using to get their equipment onto the property, which they obtained an illegal document saying that they could access it. So, I mean, it wasn't, you know, confirmed by anyone. So a lot of us occupied the easement as well. The easement is just like a small road they used to get their equipment on. So we occupied it. We basically stood there. We did not cross the fence onto DAPL property, but yet they still arrested all of us, and I was charged with criminal trespass. But, you know, I went to court and pleaded not guilty. And so I think right now America and South Dakota, well, North Dakota is where the court is happening. They're really stuck as to what they're going to charge people with, because something this big has never happened before. And so there's just like a lot of uneasiness and a lot of uncertainty about, you know, how to go about that.
Are there any things you think people need to know about relating to the Dakota Access Pipeline that aren't really being communicated very strongly through the media or through the internet?
Yes. So in mainstream American news, they are portraying the Indigenous people as violent. They have the Morton County police officers. They have a Facebook page, and they release, you know, nonsense news about how we have weapons and we're intimidating the police, but it's very prayerful movement. There are mainly women, elders, children on the front line, and they're really just, you know, moving with the movement in prayer. And so I think that's one of the biggest things that mainstream isn't seeing right now. But thanks to, you know, young folks and global world news, you know, they're actually getting the true story from the indigenous, you know, point of view.
Mm. So are the police really acting like with a lot of hostility, even though it's purely peaceful action that's going on?
Yeah, yeah. So I can't remember what day it was, but they actually, there was an action that happened at nighttime. The DAPL continued to dig at nighttime, and so a lot of our frontline folks, they went to where they were digging and just protested. There wasn't any real threat to the police officers or anyone, but there was they already had barbed wire fence up around, so I'm not too sure how they could, you know, be threatened by a bunch of people, you know, protecting our water. But so what they did, though, because our people wouldn't disperse, they sprayed them with water cannons in negative 20, you know, freezing. It's like 27 degrees Fahrenheit. So in freezing temperatures, they sprayed women, children, elders, and a lot of our people suffered from hypothermia. We had medics on site, and, you know, and it's just really heart-wrenching because, you know, that's my family. Those are my people, and those, you know, so it's just really crazy because I have aunties and uncles and brothers and sisters. Just everyone's out there.
Mm. In some ways, New Zealand does share a bit of a similar history to the US, and lots of people here are also really passionate about preserving Indigenous land. So although we're quite far away from Standing Rock, what do you think we can do here to sort of show our support to everyone protesting there?
I mean, I think the main thing here is to educate people, to continue to share the ideas, everything that's going on. A lot of people don't know about it. So as long as you can educate people and, you know, tell people what's going on and show them the videos, there's plenty of videos coming out of the camp. So right now there are people, an encampment of people that are occupying what they call Army Corps of Engineer land. And they recently let out people to disperse from the Army Corps of Engineer land by December 5th. And they said they wouldn't remove us by force, but anyone left on the campsite will be arrested. But right now, the last time I heard, there's about 10,000 people camped there from all over the world. And so I'm not too sure how they plan to arrest 10,000 people.
You're tuned into The Wire.
That was Dakota Brown Eyes Clifford. Oh, sorry, not Dakota. Juliana Brown Eyes Clifford. Sorry about that. She's a member of the Oglala Sioux tribe, which is a sister tribe to Standing Rock. And she was speaking about the Dakota Access Pipeline there and the protests that are being going on against that. And she was one of the first people to be arrested for protesting against the pipeline. And she'll be speaking tomorrow at First Thursday. So you can catch her then.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.